Copy the report, Mike. Thanks very much for doing the net tonight, and we'll see you on Wednesday, KC8YVF. Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, you said you wanted to give me a call, so when you're done with Bob, I'll be around all night. Just give me a holler. All right, no problem. I'll talk to you in a bit, KC8YVF. NAKPR, KC8YVF.
KC8YVF, NAKPR. Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening, Bob. All I was going to say last week, we were talking about browsers, and I think Rick or somebody said for your Innovato computer, yeah, you can put a browser on. At least on mine, there are two browsers already on the computer. So once you exit out of HamClock, because when normally you start it up, you start up the computer, it goes right into HamClock. If you hit the Alt key and F9, it will take you out of HamClock and back to the main screen. There's a pull-down menu on the left, top left side, and there is a web browser located there. There is also down on the bottom row was a copy of Firefox web browser. So mine has two already on it, so you don't have to load something different. All you have to do is bring up one of the browsers, type in openhamclock.com, and it should bring it up. Now with me, I'm using the little portable wireless keyboard, so I can put all the information in. It's rather cumbersome that way, but I can put all the information in. The only thing I can't do with it, or I haven't figured out yet, and I haven't played with it much, is there's, you know, the touchpad to be able to move around the map or be able to size the map or reduce the map. I'm used to using a mouse, so I may switch over to a wireless mouse with the computer so I can move around easier, because I only have to type in the call sign and the basic information at the very beginning to start up the program. The rest of it's done with a mouse, and that little white wireless keyboard that came with the Innovato is not effective for running the open HamClock.